At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Ardra Nakshatra, cognitive subconscious patterns, audio, visual, and kinesthetic. Some people analyze, deconstruct, and question everything they encounter, while others viscerally experience life through emotions, sensations, and instinctive reactions. Ardra Nakshatra, known for its intensity, depth, and transformative mindset, processes the world in a way that is raw, disruptive, and deeply analytical. They do not simply accept information, they break it down, explore it, and reconstruct it. If we examine their cognitive processing through NLP styles, audio, visual, and kinesthetic, we see how they absorb, interpret, and interact with their environment. If their mind is visually dominant, they don't just observe, they scan for deeper truths, contradictions, and hidden meanings. If Rahu is in the first house in Ardra, they process reality through intense visual observation, constantly questioning appearances and uncovering what is beneath the surface. They may have an eye for details that others overlook, often noticing patterns, inconsistencies, or symbolic meanings in imagery. However, if Rahu is in the seventh house, their visual focus shifts outward, making them hyper-aware of others' actions, facial expressions, and social dynamics, sometimes leading to paranoia or overanalysis in relationships. If Mercury is in the third house in Ardra, their auditory processing is sharp, analytical, and highly responsive. They absorb, decode, and manipulate words and sound with precision, excelling in debates, critical discussions, and strategic communication. They are often quick-witted, sarcastic, and mentally restless, thriving in environments where language, numbers, and technical precision matter. If Mercury is in the ninth house, their auditory learning expands into abstract thinking, philosophical debates, and unconventional knowledge seeking, making them absorbers of wisdom from diverse sources rather than just structured learning. If Mars is in the sixth house in Ardra, their kinesthetic processing is driven by intensity and transformation. They do not simply experience emotions, they physically embody them, reacting with force, resilience, or extreme detachment. They learn best through struggle, discipline, and real-world challenges, using action and confrontation as tools for intellectual and emotional refinement. However, if Mars is in the 12th house, their kinesthetic awareness becomes more subconscious, leading them to process reality through hidden fears, dreams, and suppressed emotions, sometimes making them feel physically detached or disconnected from their surroundings. Ardra's intellectual depth and ability to dismantle illusions make them relentless seekers of truth. Whether they analyze through sight, sound, or physical interaction, they process experiences with intensity, emotional complexity, and a deep need for transformation. Their greatest strength lies in their ability to break apart outdated systems and ideas, ensuring that what remains is raw, real, and meaningful. Ardra Nakshatra, motivation direction, towards versus away from. Some people move toward challenges, transformation, and growth, while others are driven by the need to escape discomfort, instability, or emotional turmoil. Ardra Nakshatra, known for its intense, deconstructive, and deeply analytical nature, is not motivated by superficial rewards. It seeks truth, emotional depth, and the destruction of illusions. However, whether they are motivated by pursuing something, towards, or by avoiding something, away from, depends on planetary placements. Rahu and Mars in the first and seventh houses push them toward seeking, while Mercury and Saturn in the fourth and tenth houses may create motivation driven by avoidance or responsibility. If Rahu is in the first house in Ardra, their motivation is purely towards oriented. They are constantly seeking intellectual, emotional, and personal transformation. They are driven by unconventional experiences, knowledge, and challenges, often placing themselves in intense or unpredictable situations just to see what they can learn from them. Their insatiable curiosity and need to uncover deeper truths make them thrive in research, philosophy, and investigative pursuits. However, if Rahu is in the seventh house, their motivation shifts towards external relationships, making them chase unusual or karmic partnerships, social influence, or connections that help them unravel life's mysteries. If Mars is in the third house in Ardra, they are activity-driven, constantly seeking new challenges, intellectual battles, and adrenaline-fueled learning experiences. They pursue difficult paths just to test their own limits, thriving in competitive environments where they must prove their intelligence, resilience, or ability to overcome obstacles. However, if Mars is in the seventh house, their towards motivation focuses more on partnerships, using relationships as catalysts for transformation and intense personal growth. If Mercury is in the fourth house in Ardra, their motivation tends to be away from oriented, meaning they are seeking to escape emotional instability, a restrictive home life, or deep-seated fears of emotional vulnerability. They may feel the need to distance themselves from their roots, constantly moving to avoid feeling trapped. Their curiosity is driven by the need to replace emotional heaviness with intellectual stimulation, which may make them avoid deep emotional connections in favor of logic and analysis. However, if Mercury is in the 10th house, their motivation shifts to towards, as they actively seek professional recognition, knowledge, and influence in public settings. If Saturn is in the 4th house in Ardra, their motivation is deeply away from driven, as they work hard to avoid emotional instability, familial burdens, or unresolved karmic patterns. They often develop a detached, analytical approach to emotions as a way of protecting themselves. However, if Saturn is in the 10th house, they shift towards a goal-oriented motivation, seeking authority, recognition, and mastery in their professional life. They work tirelessly to build something lasting, ensuring that their struggles lead to tangible success rather than emotional suffering. Ardra Nakshatra's intellectual sharpness and emotional depth make it naturally inclined towards seeking transformation and deep knowledge. However, planetary placements determine whether they chase new experiences to expand their understanding or avoid past emotional burdens by intellectualizing life. Their challenge is to balance their hunger for intensity with the ability to find peace, ensuring that their quest for knowledge leads to empowerment rather than endless emotional upheaval. Ardra Nakshatra, attention direction, self or others. Some people are deeply introspective, focusing on their own thoughts, emotions, and intellectual pursuits, while others are highly attuned to their surroundings, constantly observing and responding to social dynamics. Ardra Nakshatra, known for its analytical mind, emotional depth, and transformative energy, naturally oscillates between deep self-reflection and external observation. However, whether their attention is directed toward themselves or others depends on planetary placements. Moon and Rahu in the first and seventh houses influence self or others-oriented attention, while Mercury and Saturn in the fourth and tenth houses shape whether they are internally or externally driven. If Moon is in the first house in Ardra, their attention is deeply self-focused. They spend a great deal of time analyzing their emotions, thoughts, and internal experiences, often becoming lost in deep intellectual contemplation. Their mind constantly processes information, searching for meaning within their own perceptions rather than relying on external validation. However, if Moon is in the seventh house, their attention shifts outward, making them highly engaged with relationships and social interactions. They become deeply sensitive to the emotions and needs of others, sometimes prioritizing external validation over their own inner voice. If Rahu is in the first house in Ardra, their attention is hyper-focused on themselves, particularly in the areas of self-transformation, intellectual exploration, and personal reinvention. They are constantly searching for their own unique identity, experimenting with different perspectives, and redefining their path in life. However, if Rahu moves to the seventh house, their focus becomes externally driven, making them fascinated by others, drawn to unconventional relationships, and obsessed with social dynamics. They may seek validation through their connections, constantly adjusting their identity based on how they are perceived. If Mercury is in the fourth house in Ardra, their attention remains internally focused, as they are deeply engaged in their thoughts, memories, and personal intellectual growth. They prefer deep analysis, self-study, and contemplation, often needing solitude to process their ideas. However, if Mercury is in the 10th house, their attention shifts outward, making them highly attuned to communication, networking, and career-driven interactions. They thrive in environments where they can exchange ideas, influence others, and build a strong intellectual or professional presence in the world. If Saturn is in the 4th house in Ardra, their attention is internally structured, meaning they focus on self-discipline, emotional resilience, and personal mastery. They do not easily let external opinions alter their sense of self, instead relying on long-term reflection and careful planning. However, if Saturn is in the 10th house, their validation becomes externally conditioned. They measure their self-worth based on their ability to meet career expectations, fulfill societal responsibilities, and establish a lasting legacy. They become highly aware of how they are perceived in professional and public spaces. Ardra Nakshatra's intellectual intensity and need for constant exploration ensure that they engage with both self-reflection and external observation. The challenge is learning when to focus inward for deeper self-awareness and when to direct their attention outward to build meaningful connections. Mastering this balance allows them to thrive as both independent thinkers and influential communicators. Ardra Nakshatra, understanding chunk size, big or little. Some people process information by grasping overarching themes, seeing patterns, and understanding concepts at a broad level, while others prefer to break things down into small, detailed steps, ensuring that every element is precise and analyzed thoroughly. Ardra Nakshatra, known for its intellectual sharpness, deep analysis, and ability to deconstruct ideas, naturally leans toward breaking things apart and analyzing the finer details before assembling them into a complete understanding. However, whether they are big picture, macro thinkers, or detail-oriented, micro analysts, depends on planetary placements. Jupiter and Mercury in the 1st, 5th, and 9th houses influence whether they focus on expansive knowledge or meticulous details. If Jupiter is in the 1st house in Ardra, their thinking is broad and general, meaning they focus on higher knowledge, philosophical perspectives, and expansive intellectual pursuits, rather than minute details. They are driven by big picture understanding, seeing connections between ideas, and synthesizing information across various disciplines. However, they may overlook important nuances or small technicalities in their eagerness to grasp larger themes. If Jupiter moves to the 9th house, this macro thinking expands into spiritual, academic, or research-based fields, making them deeply interested in universal truths and intellectual exploration rather than step-by-step learning. If Mercury is in the 5th house in Ardra, their thinking is highly specific, detail-focused, and analytical. They break down complex ideas into structured steps, excelling in technical skills, structured writing, research, and problem-solving. Unlike Jupiter, which generalizes, Mercury in this position thrives on precision, logical progression, and step-by-step refinement, making them proficient in fields requiring sharp intellect, investigative thinking, and deep analysis. However, if Mercury moves to the 9th house, their thinking expands into more abstract conceptual exploration, allowing them to see both patterns and details, but preferring to operate at a broader level when synthesizing knowledge. If K2 is in the 1st house in Ardra, their understanding is paradoxically broad yet deeply instinctual. They do not process knowledge in a structured way, but instead grasp insights intuitively, seeing connections without consciously breaking them down. They may struggle to explain their knowledge in logical terms as they absorb abstract patterns rather than follow linear reasoning. However, if K2 is in the 5th house, their thinking becomes highly detail-oriented but non-linear, meaning they decode hidden details, subconscious patterns, and symbolic meanings that others overlook. They excel in esoteric knowledge, deep research, and unconventional problem-solving, but may struggle with traditional learning structures that require a structured approach. Ardra Nakshatra's intellectual sharpness and deep analytical ability make it adaptable to both macro and micro thinking, depending on planetary influences. When planetary placements emphasize big picture awareness, they excel in abstract thought, visionary insights, and understanding broad intellectual landscapes. But when detail-oriented influences dominate, they become masters of precision, able to dissect and refine information down to its most intricate components. Their challenge is to balance their deep analytical nature with the ability to step back and see the whole picture, ensuring that their intellectual pursuits lead to meaningful transformation rather than endless dissection.